The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E V-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Doodle.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Doodle. Bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
That's the old man, Mr. Frank Sinatra, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, with I think the Pied Pipers, I would assume. Merry, Merry Christmas to you. Happy Hanukkah to you. Into the holidays off and running. Hopefully you got your shopping going. If not, listen to old Joey on the radio. We will bring you some great deals and easy gifts to be able to send to your loved ones, your friends, and your business associates. I think I'm pretty much ahead of myself shopping. Frankie, you're a last-minute guy. Did you get yours done?
I haven't bought a single Christmas gift.
Oh, but you always do that, right? Aren't you always last-minute?
Not always. No, sometimes I am a little earlier than others. But this year I'm making a concerted effort to buy as few Christmas gifts for as many people as possible.
So you get one. What do you get? Except for your significant other, perhaps your mother, then you get one gift to somebody else, right? You don't need multiple gifts. Do you have to give multiple gifts?
Well, no, I'm not giving multiple gifts to anybody.
Oh, right? So
I'm going to do one for my longtime companion, something small. We both agreed we'd do something small. And then maybe for my mother, my father and stepmother, last couple of years, I've just kind of renewed a newspaper subscription to the Sunday New York Times, which they seem to like. And then
the family New York Times?
No, yeah, okay. And then maybe I'll get something small for one of each of my siblings.
So what now? Because we're in a quandary here, and we've talked about this again and again, and I don't know what to do. How many gifts do you get for the kid? Now, this is why Hanukkah is logical to me. You get a gift a night, a gift a day, you know, boom, for 8 days. Like, I don't know why I sound like Jackie Mason when I was talking about that. That makes sense. Just makes sense. The Christmas man in the morning, I totally panic. Totally panic. And everybody goes, oh, you don't need to get that many gifts. You don't have to do this. But I always do. And now I put together, it's like not a contest, but it's like a volume situation with the gifts anymore. And then Al, you told me what Jack said. That was the best. There were optional gifts you got on your gift list.
Oh, yeah, gifts. I got a whole list. And then at the bottom was the last two were optional. And then he said, I have the right to amend the list.
Oh,
I mean, it's like a list that never ends. And then he did amend it with two extra gifts. But he's my only kid. You know what I mean?
So
I don't mind spoiling him with getting him stuff. Because it's not like we're buying him stuff all year long. So for Christmas, I like to, splurge a little.
And he's a good boy. You got to do it.
For the most part. He's got that 15-year-old. You know, as I say to him all the time, I said, Jack, your default position is to argue. Anything I ask him to do, it's always an argument. take a shower, you got to get a haircut, you got to do this. Everything's an argument with him.
I know. It's like John Bradnick.
Reminds me of somebody else, me.
Yeah, exactly. Very funny. John Bradnick is a bit of a, you know, your kid when he's a teenager like that, they just say, one word. One word answers always. Right. Hey, so I'm not sure, but I went overboard, and I think I'm okay now. I think I'm all right. I just went overboard, and I got a lot of gifts for everybody. But help me out here. Is that okay to do that? How do you explain to your children, this is the birth of Jesus Christ? This is a very... It's not the most religious time of year for Christians where Easter would be that, but this is like a celebratory time. We're celebrating Christ, the Advent. We're going into the celebration of the birth of our Savior. One gift. It's one gift, and you should be happy. Nah, it doesn't work. I can't get myself off of, how many gifts can I get, for crying out loud? And you see, the commercialization of Christmas drives me crazy, but I am guilty as charged. 877-970-2999. Frankie Five Boroughs, before we go to the Bush funeral and everything else that's breaking down in the news, Gordon Chang will join us momentarily about North Korea, and reportedly expanding its long-range missile base. We'll see. Gordon will have the inside line on that. And always great to have Gordon Chang on the program. What happened down in Robbinsville, New Jersey, with the Amazon packages? That was terrible. And there was some bear spray or something that was being shipped. It opened up. It fell down and hurt someone.
Yeah, this is very disturbing. And this is one of the many reasons I try not to live in a community that has bears. But 54 Amazon workers are being treated after this bear repellent discharged in this Amazon warehouse. Apparently, at least one of these people is pretty sick, is pretty serious here. It's being described as critical. I don't know how something like this happens, but it's scary stuff.
Yeah. Look, I'm reading here a total of 54 workers in the Robbinsville Distribution Center were exposed to the bear repellent, experienced difficulty breathing and burning in the throat and the eyes. They were triaged by first responders. Wow. So we're wishing them all the very best, and we'll keep you abreast of that. But this was about 8:45 a.m. An automated machine punctured a 9-ounce can of bear repellent containing a concentrated amount of capsicum, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, an active component of chili peppers. Woof, that's kind of scary down there. And we have no other word this morning on what's going on.
No, just one person's being described as critical, and 54 others were exposed to this.
All right. Thank you, Frankie. Well, it's all about the Bush funeral today, about the George H.W. Bush funeral. It was so nice to see at the cathedral yesterday, the Washington's National Cathedral. It was just nice. And I know people are criticizing this, and I don't want to even go there this soon. But people are going, did President Bush deserve this? And all the money and the pomp and circumstance. It's just great to once in a while celebrate somebody who does a lot of good and wasn't just a nasty guy. President Bush was not that. But is it too much? And have you had enough of it? I just think it was nice to see, and it was celebration. Then I wondered, and forgive me for being so cynical here, I wonder why they did that. And our buddy Elliot called earlier. And he said, it's too much money. This is way overdone, meaning the funeral for President George H.W. Bush. But sometimes I think, Frankie, that they do it just to, you know, show President Trump, see how this is the way it's supposed to be, you know. And I don't know that there's a are they going overboard with this whole thing? I don't know. Like, for the accomplishments of President George H.W. Bush, what he has done as an American in this country, I think it's great, and I think we should just accept it and celebrate it. Am I wrong, Frankie?
Well, I don't think you're wrong with the latter part of what you said. In terms of, we should just, you know, celebrate the president's life. Yeah. Most presidents get a state funeral. I don't think they're giving the state funeral to, you know, take a shot at President Trump. I do think some of the media analysis, especially from folks like Maureen Dowd and Juan Williams and others, and some politicians like Mike Bloomberg, using the opportunity of President Bush's passing to take a shot at Donald Trump, I think that's really inappropriate. And it says a lot more about the people making those kind of statements than it does about either President Bush or President Trump.
Well said. Hey, can I go to Tina? Tina, thanks for calling. What is on your mind this morning? It's okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Go. Oh, play the sounder. Play the sounder.
Well, I got it. I got it.
Come on. You got to play the sounder. I asked for a new sounder.
Go too loud.
Thank you.
We now have a nice sounder that if you call and you can't get to the phone quick enough, you got to be quick with Al. You got to be quick with Al, but you will be Gattula. What other sounders? What other Gattula sounders do we have?
We had. Well, I got to pull them up.
Yeah, I mean, pull them up. You know, pull them up. Right.
Well, it was the first one.
Yeah.
Gattula.
See, no, that's a little too harsh. That's too harsh.
See, even for me, that's too harsh. Here's another one.
Gattula.
That's good. I don't mind that.
That's all right.
Can we vote on these? Can we vote on these?
Sure. Here's the other one.
Gattula.
It's too much to get to the Gattula.
Yeah. What was the one that you played earlier? What's the good one?
That was this one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
that's the classic.
Yeah,
Price is Right.
That's good. That's good.
Perfect.
That's good. Let's keep that one for now. And thanks to Matt, he is so great and so talented. Our production manager,
Matt Boris.
I like that. So if you call and you hear that
little sound, that's what happens.
So you just got to jump on. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, in other news, anything breaking that we should see? It's all a funeral all the time, but anything else that I'm missing this
morning?
Well,
there's a ton of news locally. I mean, obviously, we're still trying to figure out exactly what's happening with respect to Commissioner Esposito and the Office of Emergency Management. There seem to be a lot more questions than there are answers. Also, this trial going on around the corner from us for this William Grant, this email that came out in court yesterday showing that this donor, who's now a cooperating witness, this donor to Mayor de Blasio, who de Blasio now blasts as a liar and a felon, he wrote him an email that came out in court yesterday in which de Blasio signed this letter, "Love you, brother." So the mayor has been trying to downplay his relationship with Jonah Recknitz and say he's not credible, he's a liar, he's a criminal. And then it comes out in court yesterday. Please call me tomorrow to set up a meeting for early next week. I need you to accept the position I offered you. Love you, brother. So now, not only do we get the sense that they were a lot closer than the mayor let on, but this email was not revealed until it was revealed in court yesterday. The mayor did not turn over this email. So the question becomes, why? The mayor was forced under a court order to turn over all these emails as a result of a lawsuit brought about by New York Post and New York One, to turn over all the emails that he had, all the email correspondence with this guy, Jonah Recknitz. This is now the second email inside of a week in which he didn't turn it over. Now, why didn't he? Did he delete it, which you're not supposed to do if there's emails related to city business, or did he intentionally withhold this? Either way,
what does this all have to do with what? What's the basis of this whole lawsuit?
This is the trial of Detective William Grant, who is on trial for doing special favors for Jonah Recknitz and other people that were paying them bribes, basically.
Oh, man. And you mean business as usual in New York is what you're saying?
Well, no, this is much worse than I've ever seen. You wouldn't see Mike Bloomberg
good point.
Doing anything like this.
Listen, thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. Hey, so
and that's James Grant, not William Grant. William Grant's a kid I went to high school with, so I don't want to besmirch his record.
you just libeled yourself with some kid in high school. So I got to touch on this because apparently a second crew member rescued after United States Marine Corps planes collide near Japan. Five remain missing. I have to report this because we so support our United States military. And this broke yesterday that you probably heard about. A second crew member has been found in the Pacific Ocean near Japan, where two Marine Corps aircraft collided while refueling in midair. That was early yesterday during a training exercise. A Marine Corps spokesman confirmed to Fox News. Second person was found about 60 miles south of Morato Cape. That's by Japan, one of those rescues. So we'll follow that. The Marine said an F-18 fighter jet and a KC-130 refueling aircraft collided and crashed during training. That was around 2 o'clock in the morning after the planes took off from their base. near Hiroshima. Our hearts go out, and we'll keep you posted on that story as well. And also, I want to touch base on Frankie. We'll go to traffic, and I want to bring Gordon Chang to the airwaves. General Motors moving out. Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors, talked to Fox Business yesterday. I want to make sure we touch on that this morning, because to me, it's inexcusable. You bail the company out, and then it's going to move out. Oh, we're okay. We're going to make money. I don't know. First of all, morally, it's wrong. And we'll I don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders, but we'll get into that. In the meantime, Gordon Chang will join us, and we'll see what's going on in North Korea for sure. A lot to get into. It's 7:19 right now. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. And we have a new accident for you at the GWB right by the tolls to the upper level. So it's an hour in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland about 40 minutes heading into town. If you're going to be taking a ride to 21 southbound, that ramp to Route 3 eastbound, a collision over there to deal with. And 287 south, exit 13, that jackknife tractor trailer still out there, ongoing repairs. 18 south at the New Jersey Turnpike accident. Watch for slowdowns as you head to the New England Thruway south at the Hutch with a collision there. Westbound Belt, Cross Bay Boulevard, a collision. Sponsored by Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. There's nothing like Eggland's Best eggs. More of the farm fresh taste you love. Superior nutrition, too. For your family, only the best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Dow futures are pointing to more selling on Wall Street today. The arrest of an executive from China's Huawei has revived trade concerns. That executive was arrested in Canada at the request of the U.S. She's accused of violating sanctions against Iran. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book report on the economy says most regions were seeing modest to moderate growth from mid-October through late November. Soon you may be able to pick up a salad and a dessert at your local dollar store. Dollar General is remodeling and adding more cooler cabinets for produce and other foods. The company says more people questioned report they'll visit Dollar General over the holiday period than last year. The markets were closed yesterday for former President Bush's funeral. On Tuesday, the Dow was down 799, the NASDAQ dropped 283, and the S&P was down 90. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosolo.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
On Saturday, Seton Hall takes on one of college basketball's blue bloods, the Kentucky Wildcats. Pre-game show at 11:50 a.m., tip-off high noon. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Meet Dr. Gil Lederman, New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist, who brings you the latest cancer treatment news from world-renowned cancer experts delving into special cases. It's the Radio Surgery Show, Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 725, Gordon Chang standing by. I'm telling you about Route 22 Toyota, if I may. Route 22 Toyota, no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, you know Alex, great kid over there, Route 22 Toyota. He can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now you have this, you have till 7:30, 7:25 now, you'll have till 7:30. First five callers, next 5 minutes. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection. Oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter, Iggy is over there. Carmelo and Chester and Johnny and Chris and Wendy. This is the family that is Route 22 Toyota. And they'll help you check out their largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And while you're there, you want to pick out a great car. Alex will give you a great deal. In the meantime, they have this beautiful state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, where you can get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. If you're one of the first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
726 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Gordon Chang is the all-around best expert you could talk to about anything China, anything North Korea, and he is kind enough to join us on the program. Gordon, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm fine, Joe, and thank you so much.
Always great to have you here, Gordon. There are those reports that new satellite photos show North Korea expanding a missile base. What do we know for sure about what they are doing, sir?
Well, certainly what they're doing is expanding that base. We've known about the main base for quite some time, but there's new construction about 7 or so miles away, which is really an indication that when they promised to destroy the Sohae missile launch or satellite launch station, they really were planning to build up this other one. And really that promise to destroy Sohae was really, just symbolic, an attempt to sway international opinion.
And this came from CNN. The photographs came from CNN. This is me speaking, not you, Gordon Chang, but can we trust that? Is that fake news, if I may?
No, I don't think that it is fake news. This was always going to happen, Joe, that they would promise to destroy one place and build up another. So clearly, this is occurring.
Are they nuclear missiles, Gordon?
Well, they're just missiles. I mean, and North Korea can put, I think, a thermonuclear device on top of a missile. They haven't proven that yet, Joe. They haven't done an atmospheric test, which would 100% prove that they can do it. But they've got all the technology, and all they need to do is just assemble and correlate it and put it all together. And I'm pretty sure that they can do that. Every country that has tried has eventually done it. The North Koreans, who've had a lot of help from China and Russia, I'm sure they can do it on their own.
Is this a violation of any previous agreement North Korea has made, Gordon?
Well, it's not a violation of the joint statement that was signed in Singapore on June 12th between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Obviously, it is a violation of UN Security Council sanctions because they're not allowed to launch missiles and they're not allowed to have these facilities. So, you know, I think that if you go back, there are violations, but not of what most people would think.
And how should we react to this? How does the president react to Kim Jong-un in this regard?
I think that the president should say that, look, he's given Kim the opportunity, the one-time shot that he talked about to do the right thing.
Yep.
And now we need to start to enforce sanctions because we've been allowing the sanctions to lapse as a practical matter. So we really need to go after the Chinese, the Russians, and the South Koreans who've been violating those measures.
And overall, how have relations been with North Korea since the president's summit with Kim Jong-un, Gordon?
Well, the North Koreans have been getting all they want, and we've been getting nothing of what we want. And at the same time, Moon Jae-in, the very pro-North Korea president in South Korea, has been able to subvert democracy. So things are going in the wrong direction for us.
Wow, wow. So is there another summit with Kim Jong-un and President Trump?
Well, the president and John Bolton have been talking about a second summit either in January or February. So, yes, it's probably going to happen, but it should not happen. It shouldn't happen until the North Koreans make substantial progress on denuclearizing, as they say. In other words, giving up their nuclear weapons and as well giving up their ballistic missiles.
All right. And, Gordon, could we jump to China? What's happening with these China trade talks?
Well, there's a 90-day truce. And so at the beginning of March, we should know where we're going. I think that the president shouldn't have agreed to the delay. But nonetheless, we have overwhelming leverage. The only thing it's not clear that we have, Joe, is political will. And we showed on the weekend that we did not have the will to confront the Chinese. We put it off. So I do hope that President Trump at the beginning of March, if the Chinese don't do the right thing, that we actually start to impose those additional tariffs as well as other measures to stop the Chinese from stealing American intellectual property and from engaging in trade violations.
And Gordon Chang, those tariffs, are they hurting us more or China more?
China more. A study was done so far which shows that Chinese middlemen and suppliers are bearing 80.4% of the cost of the tariffs. Americans are bearing the remaining 19%.
All right. And Gordon Chang, we appreciate you being with us, Gordon. We have so many questions, and you're our go-to guy. So we do appreciate that. Do you buy that these trade tensions have caused the stock market to dip, Gordon?
I think that that's pretty clear that it has.
Yeah.
But, Joe, you know, we have got to accept some costs to protect our economy and our innovation. And we cannot think that decades of misguided American trade policy can be remedied by President Trump without cost. We're going to have to bear some costs.
Yeah, and I got to ask you this before we let you go, Gordon Chang. And I say this all the time. And we talked to Curtis Ellis. I know Larry Kudlow's a friend and Peter Navarro's a friend. China's end game, Gordon Chang, is its end game. I mean, after they build up in the South China Seas, they build up military. And under the Obama administration, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon, man, they ran rampant building up the military. And I'm thinking, and I've said this once, I said it 1,000 times, just to get the point across on the radio, that the president is now hitting China with these tariffs. He is concerned about the military buildup, yes?
Yes, and we should be, because Chinese ruler Xi Jinping has been dropping hints that China is the world's only sovereign state. In other words, he's been dropping hints that we are subjects of China. Now, that's breathtaking, it's ludicrous, but that's what they're saying. And so we got to remember that the Chinese always telegraph their punches. We got to be extremely concerned. This is an existential threat to the U.S.
Yeah, Gordon, you're the best, man. I appreciate it very much. Are you going to take a break? Gordon, you are on TV 24-7. I think it's the Gordon Chang channel, all the news channels when they talk about North Korea or Asia. Are you taking a break for the holidays, my friend?
Of course we will, Joe. But we will have to come back on your show. So don't let that stop you from asking.
You know, listen, it's a privilege to have you with us, Gordon Chang. You're a good friend, and my love to your wife, and we wish you the very best for the holidays, sir.
Well, it's a privilege to be on your air, Joe, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Gordon Chang right there. He is the expert on everything North Korea, everything China. Listen to Gordon Chang. He speaks the truth. And when the president does something, you go, why is the president doing that? And Gordon will break it all down for you and tell you exactly why the president is going after China, starting with tariffs. And also, Gordon is the author of the book, The Coming Collapse of China. Piscopo in the morning on AM 970 The Answer. Al Gattulo is standing by at 7:34. He has the headline news on AM 970 TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
31 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An intense search continues as the NYPD is asking for the public's help after a man disappeared on his way to work. Family members have been posting flyers and retracing the steps of 29-year-old Ronnie Ramos, and reports indicate that potential sightings have been shared on social media. Apparently, Ramos is schizophrenic, but has never disappeared in this manner before. The family last saw him early last Wednesday in Washington Heights when he left for his job as a porter on Manhattan's Lower East Side. New Jersey Transit launching an initiative intended to improve its customer experience. The rail company announced Wednesday its new Engage, Inform, Improve program will focus on providing information in timelier fashion, improving communication with commuters, and addressing the needs of its riders. Governor Phil Murphy says the initiative will have a real impact on the nearly 1 million people who ride New Jersey Transit buses and trains daily. In sports, as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, St. John's remains undefeated. They beat St. Mary's 85-71. Nets were outscored by 20 in the fourth quarter. They lost 114-112 to the Thunder. And New York will be one of eight teams in the relaunch of the XFL in February of 2020. WWE CEO Vince McMahon is bringing back the league, which previously folded in 2001 after just one season. The New York team will play its games at MetLife Stadium. Sports is brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks. On the Taconic southbound at Peekskill Hollow Road into Putnam Valley, it's an accident. 684 southbound getting down towards 6 in Katona. A collision there to deal with. Southbound thruway still slowing down as you head down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Delays back toward the Spring Valley area. Inbound GWB, it's an accident by the tolls. An hour into the upper level, about 40 to the lower. Let's go over to the Lincoln. That's almost an hour now. And the Holland at 40 to 45. It's still busy on 21 south. Ramp to 3 eastbound, a collision right on that ramp, and we're still seeing a lot of volume here as you head over to the Cross Bronx westbound at Rosedale Avenue. It's an accident in the right lane. Grand Central Parkway west to Jewel Avenue, a collision on the shoulder, and the westbound belt at Cross Bay Boulevard, an accident being cleared. Southern State West at Peninsula Boulevard, accident there as well. Partly cloudy today, high about 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on Piscopo in the Morning, AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, Joe on the radio. Hey, thanks, Deb. 7:36 right now. Shelley Goldberg is going to tell us where to go any moment. Yes, I see your phone calls too. 877-970-2999 for great gifting ideas. Okay, you got to visit Parry and Sons. I've been telling you about Parry and Sons, and I went there. Glenn was there. He's the jeweler that dresses in a suit and tie. I love that. I went to Parry and Sons. It was easy. Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. I said, Glenn. He comes over. He goes, Joe, hey, I'm Glenn Parian. I said, Glenn, thanks for advertising on the show, man. You look great. He goes, yeah, man. I bought my watches there. They fixed my watches. This is a great. You got to go to Parian and Sons. They have beautiful watches up there, by the way. Beautiful jewelry. Beautiful watches. Top designers like Charles Kripel and Bellari. And they've been selling fine jewelry for 97 years. That's longer than I am old. I'm telling you, that's a long time, 97 years. And if you're getting engaged, I always tell you, when you buy a diamond, you think, I found this out many years ago, being married a couple times, I know about diamonds, thank you very much. Parry and Sons will walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond, the clarity and the cut and the character of the diamond. You don't know it. You can't see it. Glenn and Maria and Katie and Debbie at Parry and Sons, they see it. They will tell you the best diamond for your money. And they offer a diamond buyback guarantee. Look, Christmas is coming. And it's coming fast. So you may want to go to Parry and Sons, check out the beautiful array of jewelry and watches and beautiful stones. Parry and Sons, conveniently located Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or at ParryandDiamonds.com.
Wicked the Musical has been on Broadway for 15 amazing years. I'm Valerie Smaldone, inviting you to join me on my Saturday morning radio show for a Bagels and Broadway special, For Good, celebrating 15 years of Wicked on Broadway, Saturday morning at 9.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Janora Gattacho and Brooke Wallace from Generation Citizen about returning civics as a subject back to the classroom. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
What does a goal-getter and stock trader have in common? Transformation. Transform your own life and the lives of others around you with your investment decisions. But what if taking that on scares you? Take a leap of faith. Take your first step toward becoming a goal-getter with Tradeway. Check us out at our next event. Call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com. Wondering how you're going to pay the rent this month? Maybe you're ready to become a goal-getter.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
We love John Catsimatidis. Yeah, that's Cats at Night on Wednesdays and every Sunday morning at 8:30 with John Catsimatidis. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40 right now. May I tell you about Dino and Harry's Steakhouse, please? You know, see, if you're not a red meat person, like I am not a red meat person, I just don't eat. Until my mom says to me, I tell you this every time, Joseph, you need a good steak. And I go, all right, Mama, you know, and I'm traveling all the time, you know, and I'm always working on the weekends. We do the morning show every week. So then I go to Dino and Harry's, and Dino is there. And I tell Dino that. This is the way it happened, really. And I go, I said, Dino, I don't eat red meat. What do you got? And they go, well, you want a filet mignon. And I said, yeah, is it lean? Is it lean? Oh, well, you want the filet mignon? Then we'll butterfly the filet mignon and make it just the way you want it. So then everybody at the table, I usually go with the morning team, and I go burn it. And they make fun of me because I like my steak well done. I got to tell you, best steak in the country. You're going to have it, and it's right there in Hoboken, New Jersey, the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. But if you like Frankie Five Boroughs, Frankie will sometimes get the chili and sea bass. You know, Al will get that bacon appetizer. Oh, forget about it. And Al's like a beer guy. When he goes to this beautiful hand-carved cherry wood bar, and Flora is behind the bar, and it is. It's like a neighborhood restaurant. Just a beautiful, beautiful feel at Dino and Harry's. Al will have a mojito. We look at Cthulhu, you think a beer and a Jack Daniel's shot. You know, no, he had a mojito. So if Al can drink a nice drink like that, you know, just think what you could get at that hand-carved cherry wood bar with Flora right behind it. You're going to love Dino and Harry's. Great neighborhood. I'll stop by. I'm going to go in there. I think January we're going in there. I'm going to do a couple tunes. I want to bring the first responders in, the good fire department from Hoboken, and the police certainly, and the first responders. You can go to DinoandHarrys.com, check out the menu, make reservations. You never know which celebrity or sports star might be dining next to you. Everybody goes to Dino and Harry's on 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. 201-659-6202. Why did I sound like Dice Clay for a second there? 201-659-6202. Make reservations today, and you'll tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy .com Studios. It's Where to Go, Joe, sponsored by National Geographic Encounter. A thrilling digital immersive experience and an extraordinary underwater destination. Groundbreaking technology and photorealistic animation will put you up close and personal with sea lions, squid, sharks, and more. 226 West 44th Street, NatGeoEncounter.com.
7:42 with Joe on the radio. Shelley Goldberg is our friend. She's going to tell us where to go. Where to go, Joe? Shelley, welcome back. How you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing great. How could I not be doing great? I woke up to Bob Goulet this morning.
Al is like obsessed.
He's right to be obsessed. The guy's got a great voice.
Thank you. See?
Yes.
He is. You know what? And a nice, nice man. Did you ever meet him, Shel? Did you meet him?
I did not. Sorry to say, I did not.
Over at New York One, when you worked there, Bob Goulet come by. I tell you, just a classic. I died way too young. Great guy, great guy.
Play more of that, please.
Hey, speaking of Vegas, I see you, Donnie and Maria performing in town in New York.
That's right. They've given us these great Christmas TV specials. And tonight, Donnie and Maria are going to be at the Mayo Performing Arts Center in Morristown. And if you can get over there, that's something I wouldn't miss.
Great
way to bring in the holidays. Rick Springfield, we just heard his music. December 7th, Friday, the Newton Theater. That's also in New Jersey.
Yeah.
David Crosby, Crosby, Stills. He's going to be at the Capitol Theater, Portchester in Westchester. Now, Joe, if you're looking to give a gift, if the guys want to give a great ticket for Hanukkah or Christmas, Patti LaBelle is
the
going
best.
To be performing the best, right? In early 2019, now is when you want to get the tickets. Now.
She's the best. She said to me once, she goes, "Joe, I love your eyes." Patti LaBelle said that. I mean, I swear to God, it's one of the quotes I'll never forget.
Ooh.
I know. And it's like Patti LaBelle, man. She's great. And on stage, electrifying. Where's she performing by? Maybe I'll drop
in the New Jersey Performing Arts Center.
Whoa,
no
right
joke.
There. I gotta go, baby.
This is my change.
I'll be
your
staring
life.
At her. I'll be widening my eyes.
Hi, staring Patti, at you, son. My eyes look nice. No, that's not creepy. Not at all.
You go, Patty. We go. Get rid of that guy in the front row. Get rid of that guy in the front row. Huh?
I got a tree for Christmas if you want it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have Patti LaBelle pick up tickets and Gladys Knight.
There you go.
Just as spectacular. She's going to be at Englewood at the Bergen Performing Arts, also in early 2019, but now is when you get the tickets.
Okay.
Anybody a fan of Cher?
Well, you know, I have to tell you.
Frank likes her.
I do.
And I don't want to break. I have a friend who just saw Cher recently, you know, in a private setting. And then my daughter, who 19, Allie, and then my 14-year-old, Olivia, they go crazy. They love Cher. They love Cher.
And Nicole Malliotakis follows her all over the country.
Nicole loves her. Where's she going to be now?
Neil Simon Theater, they're doing the Cher shows, 35 of her greatest hits. And there's three lead actresses that play Cher. So it's a great Christmas spectacular. Yeah. Take your daughter.
Now,
what did you guys play? What instrument did you guys play in high school?
Trumpet.
We were trumpet players, the seventh grade trumpet players. All right, what do you think?
Okay. There's the Merry Tuba Christmas. You're going to have hundreds of tuba players right in Rockefeller Center, right on the ice.
I love it.
This is the 45th year, and you can join in. They're going to be singing Christmas and holiday songs. It's a sight to behold.
Oh, that is
great.
It's
the Merry Tuba Christmas. Yeah. All right. Do we have any latke lovers?
Yeah. I like latke. Mm, yeah. Both with sour cream and applesauce. Usually people pick one. I like both. Not at the same time, but...
Yeah.
Okay, great. So then this is a place for you. Katz's Delicatessen. This is the Brooklyn branch. Free latkes for every night of Hanukkah. So that's through Sunday, 6:30. Starts at 6:30. All right. Now, this is where you should take Otis.
Oh, I'm gonna take, on? What's going on here?
It's the 10th annual Blessing of the Animals.
It's
Sunday, December 9th. That's this weekend. Dogs, cats, horses, goats. And that's with Dr. Bauman, Stephen Bauman of Christ Church, and Rabbi Rubenstein, and John and Margot Katsimatidis. They are sponsoring this. They are helping to put this whole thing together.
They're the best. John and Margot are the best. They remember the animals. Where is this going to be now?
It's going to be at Christ Church, which is 524 Park Avenue at 60th Street.
That's beautiful.
And you can walk down the aisle with Otis.
Oh, that is
and
good.
You know what, Frank? You can bring the cats.
I'm not bringing the cats. Well, there's one cat that would enjoy that, but it's not worth it.
Otis and the cats.
Can we bring Al? Al's an animal. Can we bring Al?
Al.
You animal. That's gonna bless you.
All right. Well, that's a great place.
What's the date on that? When's the date on that?
That is Sunday. This Sunday.
Ruh-roh.
This Sunday. Okay. All right. Santa sightings. All right. This is looking at Santa in a whole new way. All right. We talked about this last year. It's back again.
Yeah.
It's scuba Santa at the Adventure Aquarium. And that means that Santa is going to be swimming alongside the sharks and the sea turtles.
That's in Camden, right? The shark?
That's wherever.
The Adventure is in Camden, New Jersey.
Okay.
Correct?
Camden, New Jersey. Yeah. Yes. Camden, New Jersey.
Which
I'm just
looking.
Which is
great. Yes. You got to make a stop there. I've been there many, many times. But go ahead. I'm swim with Santa too.
And there's also a swim with Santa where Santa's going to
In your
in the
Speedos,
pool.
But in the Speedo? Is Santa in the Speedo? Because that could be dangerous.
He's not going to be the Speedo. He's going to be in a Santa suit at the Westfield
YMCA. I'm asking
YMCA.
For Al. I was afraid
at the
to
Westfield
ask
YMCA?
Yes.
Oh, even better. Right up the street from me. Wonderful. Nope, it's not happening.
YMCA. YMCA. I'm in my Speedo.
The image of the three of you in Speedos.
No, Joe Lumberg. Only you got to have a body like Joe. Not me, man.
All right. A Christmas Carol, but this is a whole different kind of Christmas Carol. City College, this weekend, it's gospel, hip-hop, and R&B. There's Ebenezer Scrooge, but this is a very hip and happening Christmas Carol.
Love that.
For Frank, I know, Frank, you love a great place to grab a great drink.
I do.
All right. So Lily's Victorian Establishment in Times Square, the best holiday Christmas decorations in the world.
You know, I've actually been to Lily's many times.
We've been there, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, it is a great, great place. I took my sister for her birthday there. It was a great, great time.
Wait. It's 50. Is that what? Where's that? 59th Street? Not 50.
It's Times Square and Union Square. There are two locations, and it's dazzling. And it's like walking inside. It's just
turn
Christmas.
Of the century kind of. Yes, and it really is. It's so well thought out. Hey, Shelly, thank you for all of that, Shelly. But I see a picture of you with Bert and Ernie. And that's a great shot. I reposted that. But do you talk to them, and do they talk through like their chest because the heads are so big? I mean, do you talk to them? Hey, thanks.
What do you mean, on a regular basis?
The picture, do you say, thank you, Bert, thank you, Ernie? I mean, how do you address them, the people
they
playing?
They say, Shelly, move over.
You're welcome, Shelly.
Shelly.
This is great. All right, we're getting ready. We're getting ready for the little swim with Santa at the YMCA. Oh, yeah, that would be great. I'm going to go with Al in our Speedo. There it is. All set to go. Shelly, we love you, and thank
this
you
is
so
our
much.
New trade agreement theme
back.
Song.
Shelly Goldberg right there, please. That was like the guy that was chasing me at my show last week. You know, he had the YMCA outfit. He was like the guy without the shirt. One of the characters from the Village People chasing me. Only me. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50. Debbie's on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing?
I can see you guys on the swim with Santa. I can just picture it.
Yeah, it's Speedos. It's Speedos.
Why not?
Yeah.
No, why not? For the safe. Calendar. Our 2019 calendar. AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, man. Don't tempt me. I swear to God, don't tempt me. I put it out there. Deb, how we doing this morning? Great to have you with us always, my dear. Always great to hear your voice.
Thank you so much, Joe, and welcome to Shelley. Let's see what's happening here on the Taconic South at Peekskill Hollow Road in Putnam Valley. That's an accident. 684 South Exit 6 in Katona, an accident there as well. We're still seeing a lot of volume at the inbound GWB, but an accident was finally cleared. An hour to the upper level, about 40 to the lower. Lincoln, that's almost an hour. Holland, about 45 at the tolls. Over on 21 South, the ramp to Route 3 eastbound, it's closed. It's an ongoing accident investigation. And 287 South, exit 13, getting down into Bridgewater. Looks like emergency guardrail repairs because of an earlier crash. 22 East in Mountainside, a crash there as well. Watch for some pockets of volume as you head over to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, slowing down Richmond Ave out through the Verrazano. Westbound belt at Cross Bay Boulevard, a crash over there. And the Cross Bronx westbound at Rosedale Avenue. It's an accident in the right lane. Bronx River Parkway North at Allerton Ave in the Bronx, a car fire. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio telling you about Harry's.com. You're going to love Harry's.com. Here's another gift. It's such a talk about a cost-effective gift. Harry's is really great. The blades are great. You get the best shave. I keep telling you, I shaved the day before I have to do an event, and the shave is so good. The way Jeff and Andy designed these German-engineered blades, the shave lasts like for over 24 hours for me. It's great. It's a practical gift you can use when you give it to somebody. I'm supposed to tell you honestly that it's for him. You can get a gift for him, but gals love this. I tell you, I've given Harry's to gals; they love it. Debbie uses it, and I gave it to my sister Carol. Gave it to another gal. They love Harry's, and the gift box is beautiful. You don't have to wrap Harry's when you get it. Let me tell you what you get. If you go to harrys.com and you enter the code Piscopo, by the way, because we have partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including our limited edition holiday sets. When you go to harrys.com, You enter the code Piscopo at checkout. Please remember this. You get free shipping. And this offer is for new and returning customers. And it's only available for the holidays. You get that beautiful ergonomic weighted handle. You can engrave the handle. German engineer blades, I'm telling you about. Five blade cartridges, by the way. Foaming shave gel for a rich lather. Travel cover. Handsome holiday gift box. You don't have to wrap this gift. You want something for yourself? Why not redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing? Now, get your holiday shopping done like now. I'm telling you, it's going to come up. Boom. You're going to go, oh, I should have listened to Joe on the radio. Could be, you know why? Because free shipping ends on December 12th. You got to move now. Go to Harry's.com. Harry's.com. Enter the code Piscopo. Get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. Harry's.com. Code Piscopo.
Larry Elder just wants you to have the facts.
Obama routinely banned nude photographers from official events, subverted the press in a number of ways, posted the worst record in history for fulfilling requests for public records under the Freedom of Information Act.
But Trump is, he pulled the hard press pass of Jim Acosta.
Really? The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Rich DeMarco with the Army Football Minute. The biggest game of the year is upon the Army football team. The Black Knights face off against arch-rival Navy, with Army looking for a third straight win over the Midshipmen and a second straight 10-win season. Army head coach Jeff Munkin is expecting an unforgettable game on Saturday.
This is the biggest rivalry in sports. It's going to be a heck of a football game, I'm sure. This will be my fifth one here at Army, and every one of them has been right to the wire. So I don't expect anything less. I hope we can find a way to get through this thing on top.
It's the 119th Army-Navy game presented by USAA on Saturday from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Kickoff is just after 3 with airtime on sister station AM 570 WMCA beginning at 2:30 with Black Knights game day. Tickets for Army basketball and hockey are on sale now. Get yours today. Call 877-TIX-ARMY or visit armygameday.com. With the Army Football Minute, I'm Rich DeMarco.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I love telling you about Headlight Harness. You know, what I don't like to tell you is that approximately 1.2 million dogs are killed on the roads each year. Are you hip to that? It's a great new product every dog owner needs, and it's called Headlight Harness. Otis wears it. I keep telling you that. It's great. And you know what I love about it, too? It was invented by a local New Jersey couple. This is a great story. Marilyn and Peter Pianelli. And they're great. Peter's great. Marilyn's great. This is a great couple. The headlight harness has a bright LED light integrated into the chest of the harness, right? Making your dog highly visible to vehicles and illuminating the path so you don't need a flashlight. And it scares off wild animals if you live in the boondocks like I do. The headlight harness is perfect for securing pets in a vehicle with its easy, quick access handle. You know, it's a state law in Jersey. You have to secure your pet. And if you have your child in a car seat like I do in the booster seat, you have to secure your pet. You can do it safely with the headlight harness. It comes in a variety of colors, sizes, also fits any dog. My Otis is 115 pounds. It's a big dog. The headlight harness fits on Otis very, very comfortably. It can be customized with the pet's name and contact info. And it's got reflector tape on a leash. It's got reflector tape on the harness. It slips on easily, making it impossible to escape. And what I love about it best, about the headlight harness, it's a no-choke, no-pull design. So it's not around the neck of the animal, which I love. It's very comfortable right there around the chest. To order, please go to headlightharness.com. You're going to love this. Use the promo code AM970 for how much? 20% off any product on the site. Come on. Headlightharness.com, promo code AM970. If you want to call, the number for Headlight Harness, 800-597-0181.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
I love it. I love it. I love it. John Woodward's in for Joe Lumber. John, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you this morning?
Good, man. It's cold, brother. What's going on? Give us the breakdown, please.
I know. We got some chilly air in place, and really we're going to be dealing with a pretty cold pattern here over the next few days, in the lower 30s this morning, only getting to 40 this afternoon with a good deal of sunshine. It could be a flurry around tonight, nothing more than that, and then even colder tomorrow. And as we head into the weekend, highs only in the upper 30s tomorrow, only 34 degrees for the afternoon high for the start of the weekend Saturday, despite sunshine. So even though it's going to be dry and fairly sunny, dealing with very cold air right through the weekend.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it very, very much. John in for Joe Lundberg today. It's cold. Be careful. Baby, it's cold outside. Is it okay to say, baby, it's cold outside? Will you stop? We're going to say it. We're going to play the music, and we're going to play it on the air. And then Al's going to tell us about what's happening about the Island of Misfit Toys. Al, give us a tease on that one. That's a great story.
That's in Denmark. Apparently, they want to ship migrants to Denmark. To some island that's investigating infectious diseases. They want to do that in a couple of years. They say they're not wanted, these migrants, and they're going to be shown why they're not wanted. Could you imagine if this happened in America?
Yeah, I know. But really, honestly, is it that a bad idea?
Ship them to Staten Island. That's it. Clean up the island, ship them right to Staten Island. I'm kidding.
The Island of Misfit Toys. We'll get into that when we come back. Commissioner Bernard Kerik will join us, former New York City Corrections and Police Commissioner. Piscopo in the morning with Frankie Five Barrels and Albert. Debbie's here too, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
31 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops in one Morris County community are warning residents about the risks of home package delivery after finding several boxes dumped on the side of a rural road. Harding Township Police posted a photo to social media yesterday showing a number of Amazon boxes that have been torn through, then chucked along Fawn Hill Drive. Officials say several nearby jurisdictions dealing with a rash of packages getting stolen from doorsteps. Residents are being advised to make alternate plans for delivery through the holiday season. Another pro football team coming to New York City. XFL announcing its plans to reorganize and a New York franchise expected to play at MetLife Stadium. It's been nearly two decades since the league shut down after only one season of play. The new eight-team XFL is vowing to play shorter games than the NFL while also supporting sports betting. In sports, St. John's remains undefeated. They beat St. Mary's 85-71.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.